Hello, 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 everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad, Blessed Anointed Destiny LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. So excited to be with you on this morning. Actually, it's afternoon already. Whew. I got a story to tell. And I've chosen to share it on the Visions and Dreams podcast instead of the main podcast, which is Bad Queens, because it doesn't fall along the lines of business. It falls along the lines of spirit, more so spirituality, our faith, you know, what God has shown us, especially those of us that are prophets, than it does on anything else. And so I'm thanking God for all of the revelation I've gotten this week and the blessings that he has given me. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Your mouth is your best friend or worst enemy. You have to decide whether or not you're going to say the things that you need to say positively or not. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I hope it does. It needs to, because I need you to flow with me here today. So good morning. God bless. Whew. Visit the website. BadFBI.info. There's a lot that's going to be shared there, as well as insights, resources. BadFBI basically connects with everything that is under the Bad brand. So make sure that you're there. Now, today, I want to talk about, I want to tell a story. And this is called The Tale of the Three Olivias. Now, when the Lord trained me to present and create the teaching prophetic patterns, one of the things that he used to train me had a main character, and her name was Olivia. And I paid no attention to it, except for the fact that Olive Garden, Olive Branch, you know, thinking about the things in the Old Testament, all of that. I thought no more of it. I utilized actually her last name that's in the program that I was looking at that God used to train me on. I used all of that as a basis as to why he was training me and how that connected to me. Then, a couple years later, he had me watching a program, another program. And I won't say he had me watching. It's just all of a sudden I kind of fell into the rat hole or the rabbit. We can call it a rat hole. Well, I fell into the rat hole of scandal. And her name is Olivia Pope. It only dawned on me yesterday while I was working that two things that have some kind of significance that push me over the edge, one in business and one in ministry, actually both of the main characters' names are Olivia. But I said that this story is a tale of the three Olivias. Now, I'm not going to tell you about the first Olivia because there's parts in that really take away from what I need and I'm continuously working on as far as ministry and as far as the prophetic patterns teaching 1 and 2 and everything that ties into that teaching. But I will share with you, you know, just give you some background. Those of you who know, you've seen Scandal. Most of us have seen Scandal. And, you know, this is, we know where that came from. Okay, she had an affair with a married man. That married man also was the president of the United States. She fixed people's problems. I need y'all to tap in here. She was the solution to a lot of things, even if she wasn't the solution to her own things in her own life. You know, even though she had to face challenges, she still had answers. Woo! I need y'all to work with me here, okay? Because this is why one day, you know, a few years back, and when I say a few years, about 5 years ago, I said to someone, I am the Christian Olivia Pope. And I never thought about it then, as I'm thinking about it now, having had the revelation from yesterday, but everything that Olivia Pope did as a person, as a businesswoman, as an attorney, as a fixer in DC is what I do as a counselor, as a faith-filled, ministry-led, ministry-driven, God-led, Holy Spirit-led, woman of God, business person, lifestyle counselor. That's what I do. I have the answers. Now, whether or not people want the answers that I have, like the fact that I have the answers or whatnot, that isn't up to me. I have the answers. They know I do. They'll either utilize me or they won't. They'll downgrade me, downplay me, try to kill me off. You following me here? This is 7 seasons of Olivia Pope and Scandal, and this is what it was, or this is what it is. And well, what it was, because there was only 7 seasons. But nonetheless, this is the tale of the three Olivias. And yesterday, when it dawned on me that the two things that were significant for me and actually having to go to the Bible and say, where is a comparison for these two individuals, dawned on me yesterday that these two things, both of the main characters' first names are Olivia. That is not a coincidence. That is spiritual setup, period. So what I did was I sat back and I looked back, because I'm working on a couple of books and I have projects I've got to finish. And so I sat back and I got on Hulu and I started watching replays of Olivia, Scandal. And I'm picking apart these different scenes from a spiritual perspective. Now, I'm not trying to make it work. Those of you that are, oh, we try to make stuff work spiritually, biblically, knowing it's not of God. Why would you watch something where she's having an affair with a married man? Sometimes you have to eat the meat and spit out the bones. The bones is the married man affair part, okay? Promiscuous sex all throughout the whole, yeah, that's the bones. The meat is what are you supposed to learn from the problem or even the solution? And so here's me. I know that I'm not perfect. Y'all hearing me here? I know I'm not perfect. I also know that, yeah, I do have the answers. I do. I have the answers. I also know that in having the answers, people don't appreciate when you have the answers, even though you're right. So with all of that, I've had to say, where do I go from here, God? You're telling me that the two things that, you know, I've even offhandedly, the one thing that you used mainly for me, and the other thing that was just kind of something I was watching, because I didn't even finish the season, I didn't even watch season 7, and that's been a few years now, but what I know is that there's something there, which brings me now. Let me give you a little brief of the first Olivia. The first Olivia, there's so much I could say about her. The first Olivia has some of my spiritual connotations, prophetic occurrences, not sure where these things come from, how these things apply, how she fits in the scheme of things for the entire world or the body of Christ. Okay? So that those two things bring me to the tale, the third Olivia. Those things bring me to the third Olivia. And the third Olivia is someone who
Olivia
I wrote about and I wrote about in between the two Olivias. I know this is getting long, but I need you to stay with me here. The third Olivia is a character. And she has a brief story that she's actually like she should be like a novella maybe that I'm going to write about eventually. It's a time period piece from way back. Let's just say it's like the King Arthur era, okay? But she connects to the series Danielle Willis FBI, which you've heard me talk about. And the funny part about this is that I didn't think about naming her Olivia because of the first Olivia. I thought about naming her Olivia because of what the dynamic that she is. Because of what Olive Branch meant or means in the Word of God. Peace. Instruction, understanding, covenant, all of those things. That's. And the funny part about this time period piece, this third Olivia, is that she is a lot like both Olivias, even though her story came before Olivia Pope. Why am I sharing this with you? Spiritually, we all, I've said this before to my clients, I say this in ministry, everything is spiritual. Spiritually, we will say that this happened to them, to yourselves, to ourselves spiritually, this happened, but none of us tie those things together. Until the Lord needs us to tie those things together. God dropped in my spirit or made me realize, gave me the revelation yesterday about the two Olivias, which ties in the third Olivia, even though she came in between. Nonetheless, don't get confused here. It's really 1, 2, 3. It's 1, 2, 3, just as I gave it to you. The third Olivia's story is brief. Has not been fully written yet because I need to write it. And I think that's something I'm going to have to do soon. But the third Olivia brings home everything else I need to finish. There's a Danielle Willis 9 and 10 installations that have to be done that haven't been done. There's a, there's the prophetic patterns too that must be done that hasn't been done. There's a lot that needs to be done. And the important factors of this ties into the tale of three Olivias. Now I'm going to write a blog about this later. Actually I'm going to write about it today, but, and I'll probably give a little bit more detail. But the reality is that when we have these spiritual occurrences and God gives us the revelation of how all these things tie together, we have to act on that. It's not just an aha moment. It is something to act on. It is something to release. It is something to say. It is something to do. It is something to... It's something to, oh my gosh, it ties in our purpose. Our purpose, who we are, what we need to do, you know, it ties into what God has said about us. See, when you look at things, I'm going to keep using this as an example. So the revelation came yesterday, even though almost 10 years ago was when the training started with the first Olivia. And then it was 2 years after that, that the third Olivia's story was being compiled. And then it was about a year and a half, almost 2 years after that, that the next Olivia Pope, was released into my psyche. Okay? So when you get the revelation of that, mind you, let's just say that's 2017, 2018. 5 years later, you get the revelation of that. What does that come from? What does that tell you? It tells you that God was so mindful of you all those years ago that he kept you alive in order for you to get the revelation that he needed you to get at the time that he needed you to get it. So when you're talking about these spiritual occurrences that you know you had as a child, which is something else I'm going to talk about later. But when you look at the spiritual occurrences you had as a child, young adult, and then full-on adult, all those things come together because they tie together. And we all say, well, that's just experiences. You know, you had this experience as a child, then you had it again here, and then blah, 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 blah. And oh, yeah, that's just experiences. Not when it's spiritual and it's as deep as it is, as it was for me. There are some things you have to look at that are not coincidental at all. At all. There are some things you have to look at that, baby, this is you. This is you. This is where you come in at. This is where you go. This is what you have to do. This is where you have to get an understanding. This is where you have to grow. When all of the things come together, as they have come together for me, this is where you start. You sit down and you say, okay, Lord, what do I need to do? This is where you sit down and you say, okay, I got it, and I need it, and okay, now what? Now what? And so I really want you to be encouraged and know that your time is coming. If God gives you another day, your time is coming. If you have had some of these revelations in the past, go back, think about them, write them down, ask the Lord for clarity, because your time could also be running out. I'm going to say this really quickly because it happened while I was talking. I wear my watch on my right arm, and that's funny for some people because people say, you know, they put their watch on their dominant arm. My dominant arm is my left, according to science. But nonetheless, I wear my watch on my right arm, and I don't wear my watch when I'm in the house. But for a few days this week, I've had this feeling of my watch being on my arm, and it's not. And the reason why I say it, the feeling, is because I feel the cold metal on the skin where it should be. And as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm not wearing my watch. Now, you can't see me, and you don't know that for sure, but I have no reason to lie, but I'm not wearing my watch. And while I was talking to you, I felt that cold metal where the watch should be. And mentally I'm saying, or spiritually I'm saying, well, Lord, what is that? And it has a lot to do with time. It's my time to get done, to do the things that I need to do. Otherwise, my time is going to run out. So I'm sharing that with you. This tale of the three Olivias. I'm going to blog about it on the website, baddaymarie.com. But I am also going to finish Olivia's story, the time period piece that ties into Demia Willis FBI. It's necessary. It's completely necessary. Listen, God bless. Have a wonderful rest of your day.